Our top story, of course, is this multi-alarm fire. It's in a large building in the northeast in the area of Harbison and Tarsdale Avenues. Let's go live to the newsroom. KYW's John McDevitt. John?
Michelle, the fire, this building fire reached three alarms. The blaze broke out around 3 o'clock near Harbison and Torsdale in the Wissanoming section. There are more than 100 firefighters on the scene. They were attacking this building fire. They were hearing that there were no injuries. Well, at least at this point, there have been no reports of injuries. We are expecting a press conference shortly. Michelle Durham, you're a graduate of the Philadelphia Fire Academy.
My degree is honorary, yes.
Okay. And we're going to ask you to put on your honorary fire hat, too, here. Earlier, we were seeing a big black plume of smoke, you know, billowing up into the air. Now it's grayish white. What does that indicate?
That indicates that the firefighters are actually tackling the fire and actually gaining control over the fire. And sources are telling me now, John, that the fire is under control. And that's really good news for the neighbors, because that warehouse is in a densely populated community. But just because the fire is not under control doesn't mean that the job is over. So now that it's been declared under control, some companies are going to take up and leave because shift changes soon for the night shift. But other companies are going to stay. And John, they're going to continue to pour water. Want to make sure the fire is out, and they want to make sure there's no chance of a rekindle. Now, you did mention a press conference. It's right now, and Chief Jeff Thompson is conducting it, and our Nina Baratti is there. So stay with us for continuing coverage. But, John, certainly a lot of smoke in Wissanoming today.
Yeah, and one more thing I wanted to add. We were keeping an eye on those tracks that were right, SEPTA tracks right close to this. Andrew Bushnell telling us that there have been no disruptions. There was a close eye being kept on the Trenton line, but again, no delays to report at this point.
And I think, John, the reason for that is their quick attack on this fire. If you think about it, it's so close to those tracks that they were able to get it under control so quickly. So anxious to know what kind of building this is, John, and exactly what was inside. So a lot of questions.
We'll learn them soon. Michelle, right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, and stay with KYW News Radio, and our coverage continues with traffic, because Kyrie was on 95.
Oh,
you could
see it.
And I mean, you're going to add to this coverage in just a moment from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
Yeah, Michelle, that was really a sight to see traveling south on 95. That smoke was just billowing into the air, and things were jammed from south of Academy all the way down the Bridge Street. Now that they've got it under control, it's not slowing things down on 95 as much. So that's the good news. Traveling southbound, but with all the equipment still on the scene there, you've got Torsdale Avenue shut down between Harbison and Sanger Street. Traffic in that area remains a mess. You want to stay far away from it if you can.